The police didn't want this protest to happen. They banned it, only for the courts to rule it can go ahead, but with strict limits on numbers. Only 19 people were allowed to take part.
This is not a Ghana we sign on for. This is not a democracy we know. Our courts have been part of those who are trying to suppress this country. And someday they will bow their heads down in shame.
But this small march is a sign of larger discontent. Ghana's currency has plummeted against the dollar this past year. That's pushed up the price of imports at a time when inflation is already high. Food and fuel prices have more than doubled.
We can't do anything. If you go to the market, whatever you have, whatever amount you have, you can't buy anything in the market. The system is so hard.
People have to check and then look at how the dollar is moving faster. It's affecting business. It's affecting almost everything in this country.
Protesters say corruption and bad policies have caused the crisis. A broad coalition of opposition groups and activists are putting pressure on the government to come up with solutions.
This is the beginning of many, many protests to come. If the conditions do not improve, we will make the country ungovernable.
President Nana Addo has been holding talks with business leaders to find a way to get the economy back on track. But on the streets, life is getting harder and patience is wearing thin. Vincent Monaghan, Al Jazeera.